And the same with friendship. I hope that we form some kind of friendship so that he will eventually share resources with me. It's just binary think. Issue with that is you start to consider it's always to be like a negative, a loss, a bad thing, a failure when you're not compatible with her. And before you know it, you start to talk and act in ways which aren't even like the real you to try to force this compatibility with her. You know, you get the win, you get to ejaculate, oh wow, you get to share some resources with this guy. It's like, that seems like a good thing, but they're dating or they're friends with someone who you're not even this person. And suddenly you start to live like this weird like lie of a life, and it feels horrible to do that. And so I invite you, the next time it's time to make a friend or to meet a girl, to think to yourself, this isn't like a binary 0 to 1, I hope she just likes me. It's to think to yourself, wait, I hope I like her, I hope I like this guy, I hope we're compatible. And the only way to do that is to actually relentlessly be 100% who you are, to try to like take off all of the BS, all of that, those extra stuff in your mind that's telling you to like act this way because this other guy that you look up to acts this way. Because in the end, you want to meet the people that you're actually compatible with. And if you're always acting slightly different, and man, if you're not opening up and, you know, you're kind of staying concealed, people are attracted to a version of you that's not even real. What's the point in that? When you think about it now, you said, okay, 1% of people won't like you. Well, that 1% was simply not compatible with the real you. It's something you can just shrug your shoulders and be like, yeah, sweet. I just don't really like her vibe. She probably doesn't like mine. Yeah, sweet, whatever. Now we could force it with her. And again, high five, because we got like an extra binary 0 to 1. Oh, bro, I got this girl last night. Like, but she doesn't even like us and we don't even like her. Why should we belittle ourselves and lower our standards to someone who isn't even compatible with us? And so why not with this sword of effective communication, just relentlessly like cut down all of the BS of our personas that we have. Be as real 100% us who we can be. And then the only people who will stick around are the people who are actually compatible with you. What do you think about that? Practically, how could you use what we've talked today to make some new relationship? You know, it's a truly beautiful moment when you do this and you start to cultivate the people who like actually love who you really, really are. I don't even know how to explain it, but it's so exciting that you're going on this journey, bro. Because when you get those people who you haven't been faking anything with, you haven't been acting in a different way, and it hits you like they literally like who you are, like all of the weird quirks you've got, they actually find funny. All of your deep stories, they find interesting and they're empathetic, and suddenly you're able to form this secure attachment with someone. When it happens to me, I can't help but think about like primal caveman stuff and just thinking like, this is how our species survived. We needed these secure attachments. I needed to know what you'd been through. I needed to know where that scar's from. And if you tell me the real honest truth, and I'm able to tell you the real honest truth about me, when I'm fighting that mammoth, I know that I can rely on you because I know enough about you. You know the same thing. You know my values. You know that I can protect and provide. I think that's how we've grown so, so well. In the modern day, it's the exact same thing. Change the mammoth for a business. Change protecting and providing the tribe for hitting the one rep max, or spotting you for your one rep PR in the gym. We still need these attachments. And so a lot of people just live their lives with this like shallow relationship where they don't actually know each other. They're sat next to each other and, you know, some real thought, real memory, whatever comes in, and they don't say anything to not seem weird. Bro, be that weird friend who overshares. Genuinely be that friend who like, who talks about his real deep shit, who when you get a random memory and you kind of go like AFK, you know, you kind of lose presence for a little bit and someone's still talking, that you could literally just tell them like, oh, I'm so sorry, I just went mindless for a second and just started to think about some really deep shit. The person who genuinely is going to be good for you, he's going to lean in and be like, what did you think about that? That's interesting. Anyone who's not compatible with you will hear that you like express that you went mindless for a second, that you would thought about something deep, and they'd be like, oh, okay, let's just go back to our basic conversations. Next, we don't want to be friends with those basic people, do we?